here with episode 30 of Short Proper Syndrome. Recording a little bit later than I would have liked, but anyway, I'm going to kick the show off with some pretty exciting news. My sisters, they said my name today. When I got home from school, my mum said she called me into the lounge, and she asked my sister, Chloe, "Who's this?" And Chloe said, "Hen." And yes, my mum asked her again, she said, "Hen." And then she said, "Where's Hen? Where's Henry?" And she pointed at me. So I just kept saying, "Henry, Henry," over again, because, yeah. And so then after a while, then Ashlyn started saying, "Hen." And Ashlyn was, and she was, then she was saying, "Henny, Henny." It's just really cool. And this is actually only the fourth word that they've said. They say ma and da. And they say ball, which is ball apparently. Everything's ball. Food's ball. The chair's ball. Everything, like the cup, is ball. Ball's like the universal word. And now they kind of say my name. And they don't even say ma. They don't like even say ma that much. I mean, they've maybe said it like two or three times, I think. So it's really cool because it's like they're becoming little people. And I mean, like, the first thing I do whenever I get home from school or wherever is I go look for them to see where they are and just to see what they're doing, because they're always so lively, and it's really nice just to watch them. Even is just really cool, and it's like every day it's gets better. But that's enough. I'm sure I'll be talking about them a lot more. They turn one next month. So, I'm not gonna go on every time they say a new word. I promise I won't be that bad. But, well, they said my name. It's really cool. Poor Nolan, he was saying, "Nolan, Nolan, Nolan," trying to get them to say his name. But, and then at one point, Ashlyn said, "No, no, no." And my mum said, there, she almost said it, that was kind of her saying it, but Nolan's a bit trickier to say, I guess. Yep, so, been a good week. We're trying something new at school this week, or this semester. Instead of having an afternoon break, we've been leaving 15 minutes early at 2:45, which is really, it's been a really popular thing at my school. Doesn't really make any difference to me, because I go pick up my brother, just walk to my brother's school and pick him up, and we walk home, so it doesn't make much of a difference to me, but it's kind of cool that getting that early. Yeah, I guess I'd rather have the break, but I can see their point that I guess everybody was just dawdling to class after that break, and it ended up being like a 25-minute break instead of 15, so yeah, it's pretty smart of the school to do it that way. Yeah, pretty exciting. Oh, okay, just to backtrack for a second. So I was just talking about my brother and my sisters. I'm actually babysitting tomorrow night. It's my stepdad, Jerry. It's his birthday next week. So my mum and him are actually going up to Aurelia to see Styx play. They've see a concert. Styx are a huge, pretty popular band, I guess. I think they're from the 80s. They sing Mr. Roboto and Sail Away. Yeah, kind of wish I was going. I guess, yeah, that'd be a pretty awesome show to see, Styx, I guess. So that'll be my Friday night, but it's cool. And it's his birthday. We're all going away for next weekend for Easter. Oh, we're just going to Niagara Falls just for one night. I'll talk about it, I guess, probably next episode or something, but basically my brother and his husband, they're coming to... They're going to be in Canada for just for a week. Yeah, because they went to Paris and they went to Rome for their honeymoon. And they got around the world tickets, so they're having a stop off in Toronto. And we're all going to go to Niagara Falls, so that'll be... it'll be okay. I've been to Niagara Falls a few times, so... Yeah, I guess it's always nice to see the falls. One of the wonders of the world, I guess, eh? I was going to get James to maybe come over and hang out tomorrow night, but he's actually working. He got a job. Like, he's just been working for a couple of weeks now. He's got a job at the like the local cinema here, like in the confectionery stand. I tell you what, I have this theory that if you're a shy person, the best thing you should do is get a job. Because he's, I guess, James, he's not really, he was never really a shy person. He's just sort of, like, he's just always one of those guys that, he's always, whenever you see him walking around, he's always got, like, his iPod on, and he's just not like a chatty person, or he's just not the type of person that would just go up to a random person and start talking. But he's just done, like, a 360 since he's got this job, I reckon. Like, he's, like, even in class, like, he started to like, talk a lot more in class, like, before he would never say boo, so, he's probably gonna punch me for saying this stuff, but, yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah, so, otherwise, what's happened this week is, I'm kinda disappointed that, I guess when I came back to Canada, I had this plan of, I was gonna get more, active, like, I wanted to get more in, play lots more tennis, and, like, go swimming a lot. I guess I kind of treated it as like a New Year's resolution coming back. And I said that I was going to not spend so much time on the internet and read a lot, because I read a lot when I was back in Australia on holiday. And so I said, you know what, I should read for half an hour every night, like, no matter what. And, yeah, sad to say, I've definitely, like, yeah, I'm spending a lot of time on the internet, a lot of time on MSN. I'm on MSN right now. I'm talking to Beans, actually, right now. Bean Man. And, yeah, so I think I'm going to have to, yeah, stop doing that. Have a break from the internet, I think. Maybe next week. But Bean Man is a rad guy. We're just talking about rap at the moment. He's putting me onto some good rap songs, so I'm going to check them out. Maybe play one. I'm just looking at my notes at the moment, and I came up with a new segment called, oh, that's a bit, ugh, it's called, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it? And, great name, I can't remember what the segment was about, so, that's weird. Huh, okay, it'll come to me. But I think I'll move on. Oh yeah, I've got a new story of the week to do now. I'm going to play a clip now. So just, like, when you listen to this clip, see if you can guess who this is talking, and even maybe if you can try to guess who he's talking about. Okay, here's the clip.
He was very polite and, you know, humble and shy. He didn't like too many kisses. You know, he didn't mind being hugged, but kisses he didn't like, and it was just... seemed to float really across the floor.
Okay, now you may have guessed that that was Russell Crowe. It sounds exactly like Russell Crowe, I think. But it was actually another guy called Jack Thomas. Jack Thomas, he's an interesting fella. He was he's from Melbourne. And I guess at some point he converted to Islam. And he went to Pakistan to train with Al-Qaeda. And, yeah, so he was actually talking about Osama bin Laden just then in that clip. It was just very creepy. And, yeah, so he got training in explosives and, like, general military training, I guess, like topography. And so he's been charged under, Australia has some new Terrorism Act. And he's been charged with, receiving funds from Al-Qaeda. Because I guess they're classified as a terrorism organization. And he's been also charged with using a false passport. So he got 5 years in prison for that. So I guess the interesting thing about this Jack Thomas guy is that he has been the first person to be charged under the Terrorism Act. And also, like, just, thinking about how does somebody go from from being just a taxi driver in Melbourne to become like a terrorist in Al-Qaeda. Because the prosecutors actually said that they believe there is no doubt that he came, this Jack Thomas guy, he came back to Australia with the intention of performing terrorist activities. And I guess, yeah, this is what governments do, or not governments, but this is how courts work. Same as, like, Saddam Hussein, kind of, how they know what the crimes are, but they know that they don't believe they'll get a guilty verdict by charging them with the most severe crime, so they just use other crimes that they know will get the guy found guilty. So that's why he's been charged with using a false passport and accepting money from Al-Qaeda, which doesn't really sound serious, if you know what I mean. You know, not as serious as blowing up a national monument or something. Not as serious as terrorism, I mean. But anyway, the reason why I'm talking about Jack Thomas is this guy, in a weird way, he kind of reminds me of my great-grandfather, because I only just found out this myself just a few months ago, actually, but in the 1890s, my great-grandfather, he and a bunch of his mates, they went to Chile in South America, because apparently at this time there was like a civil war in Chile, and yeah, a group of people in Chile, the Chileans, they broke away from the rest of the country and formed their own little sort of country. It was like a socialist country, and they basically did it was basically their own country. They had their own little government, and they did their own, had their own little farms, and it's completely self-reliant, and it was their own, it was their own country, I guess. And yeah, I was amazed when I heard this, because like this happened in the 1890s, and it's just, they were cool, I thought. And yeah, just amazing that my great-grandfather was a socialist, and he believed in, that's what his political views were, I guess. And I can see where my dad gets his political views from, I guess. And apparently my grandfather was completely the opposite. He was a very conservative man. But maybe I get my political views from my great-grandfather as well. Maybe not, actually. I'm not really a socialist, I don't think. I'm a bit of a libertarian. I kind of think the less government the better in a lot of respects. It's funny, when I was back in Australia, I have a mate called Boyd. I think I might have talked about Boyd in the last episode, actually, but we argue a lot, and like he's a great mate to have, because we have very like serious debates, and I think everybody should have a friend like that, somebody who you can just say anything to and not get offended. And generally, either of us will make a comment, and the other person will just automatically take the opposite side, just be the devil's advocate, just because we love debating so much. But while I was just back in Australia, when I was with Boyd, we went to a Starbucks, and we were talking about healthcare, because healthcare's a little dodgy and in Queensland at the moment, my state back in Australia. Like, long waiting lists and all that sort of thing. And so I was talking to Boyd, and he basically had the opinion that there should be absolutely no privatization of healthcare. And I said, like, why not? Because that's actually the trend. Just quickly, Australia has public healthcare system, just like Canada. But there's a few hospitals that have had their emergency department privatized. Like these private companies have come in and taken over the emergency departments, and Boyd said that that's not good, because private companies just operate for profit and blah blah blah, and just basically he said that there are certain things that the government must be in control of, and he said healthcare is one and schools are another. And so I turned around to him and I said that, you know, the problem with his argument was that it was suggesting that that the government is actually good at doing those things. And I said that I don't think they are. In fact, I said to him, I think the government is absolutely shocking at everything they do. And I said, I don't believe there is anything that they do well. I don't think they do a good job of schools, and I don't think they do a good job of healthcare. And he basically said, very loudly, he said, that is the most fucking stupidest and ignorant thing I've ever heard. Like, very loud. I'm not going to yell at it because, yeah, it's 1 a.m. here. But it was funny because all these people in the Starbucks turned around and looked at me. And yeah, you could see they were thinking, like, what was the stupidest and most fucking ignorant thing that's ever been said? But I always think that's awesome if you're having a debate with somebody and their reaction is very extreme like that. Yeah, that's fun. And yeah, I still think I'm right, Boyd, by the way. I still think that governments have agendas that make it impossible for them to do a good job of healthcare and everything. Yep. And yeah, I'm not... And okay. this is pretty unfair of me to continue the debate over my podcast where he doesn't have a chance of reply. But yeah, I just honestly don't think that, like, schools, for example, they need to be run by the government. I think that, like, my mum, for example, she's on my Parents and Teachers Association, and she's on my brother's as well. And I think that's the way to do it, is to actually get people involved in their own education, or their kids' education, and involved in healthcare. Like, you know, get the average Joe sitting on hospital boards and things like that. That's the way to go, I believe. Yeah, so maybe I would be good in Chile, actually. Maybe I could start Henry Land in Chile. But, okay. Just, yeah, getting back to my great-grandfather, that's actually what happened was, I guess the leaders in the socialist country, they got a bit corrupt or something, and they sent my great-grandfather and his mates back to Australia. So that's how he ended up back in Australia. Lucky for me. Yeah, I probably wouldn't be here if that hadn't have happened, so. Okay, I digressed a little bit there, but hopefully you were able to follow that. Okay, I think it's time for a comedy clip now. I'm going to play some American Russo. Yeah, the Australian radio DJ duo super team. So here's American Russo.
You know, we hear about workplace pranks all the time. We say, you know, you got to be careful, particularly tradies, you know what you like. Always playing a trick on the apprentice, you know. Send them down to the hardware store for a long wait. That's funny. But you can take it too far, and you can hurt people. And this has been the case recently. Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia has had an incident where they're trying to be a little bit too Aussie for their own good, and they thought they'd play a trick on a young apprentice. And what they did is they thought, well, we'll play a trick with his mobile phone. And now, of course, we all know one of my favourite ones is you get somebody's mobile phone and you change the language to Vietnamese, because you can never, ever get out of that puppy. That's just so hard. It's not funny. Days it takes you before you can actually answer your phone again. That's funny. What they did in Malaysia is they put explosives in his phone and almost blew his head off.
Oh.
That's funny.
That's not the crack-up we all got
on. But, I mean, how does that escalate on the work site where you just go, hang on a second, why don't we get Gary's phone and we'll just put some TNT in the end of it, and then when it rings, it'll blow his head off. And nobody's just going, hang on a second, explosives near the head. Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit sus on explosives near the head. What do you reckon, Stuart? Because I'm, of course, using Aussie names because I don't know the names of the Malaysians, because there's not a lot of Stuarts. What do you reckon, Stuart? And he's going, no, I think it'll be all right. It'll be funny. And then this guy's gone to hospital because it's blown part of his head off. He's all right. He's going to be okay.
He's going to be all right now.
But he's learned the lesson. Don't leave your mobile phone in your knacker bag when you go down the tuck shop.
Yes, that is very good advice. Don't put your mobile phone in your knacker bag when you go to the tuck shop. I would definitely recommend checking out American Russo's podcast. I love it. Okay, I'm just going to do NAS stuff now. You can send us an email at shorepoppysyndrome@gmail.com. I've got a few emails lately, and they've been like great emails, but I don't know, probably not the type of emails that you'd read over the readout. But yeah, I got a really good email today from Michael from the Nodcast forums. Just some really good feedback, and he gave me some great ideas. And Yes, I really appreciate that, Michael. Thanks for that. And I got a got an email from Lindsay, aka Z in the Snow. Yeah, she was saying that she usually saves up a couple of episodes, and then she listens to them when she's at work, and she said that it makes her days go by much faster. So that was really nice of Z to say. I appreciate that too. Thanks, Z. And so please send me an email just to say hi. Even would be really cool. So that's it. That's shortpoppysyndrome@gmail.com. So now the NAF stuff. Just two things for NAF stuff. First of all, macadamia nut and white chocolate cookies. Very nice. They had them at Tim Hortons and now they don't, bastards. They seem to do that a fair bit. But Mrs. Fields have them and they're like three times the size of the ones that they had at Tim Hortons anyway, so. But what a great combination, eh? Macadamia nuts and white chocolate. Like, who would have thought they'd go so well together, but they're good. They complement each other very well. And I also have a NAF website, which is probably most people are already familiar with this website, games.com. Very cool website. It has Monopoly and Sorry and Boggle on it. Yeah, I've been getting into Battleships a fair bit lately with Philippe. We've been playing Battleships a lot. It's, and we've been playing Yahtzee a lot too. Yahtzee is pretty cool. I used to play Yahtzee with Liam, but I guess I got sick of always getting beaten by a 13-year-old, so now I play against Philippe in a bit of a better match against Philippe. And, I'm still waiting to have a game against Moselle. We were supposed to play Monopoly sometime, but she's in the UK, so it's hard to, I guess, be on the same time. So one day we'll play Monopoly. I was playing Monopoly the other night, and I guess there's a lot of Russians that go on that games.com, because the other night when I was playing against these two chicks, and they were from Russia or from, not Russia, but one of the former Soviet countries, I forget which one. And so, we're playing this game, and halfway through the game, I was winning, and they started chatting to each other in Russian, and I was like, hang on, what's this? What's going on here? Very suspicious, so yeah, I quit the game. So yeah, just be careful if you're playing games.com, watch out for the Russians, because you don't know what they're up to. And I guess it's getting very late, because I'm starting to get conspiracy theories about Russians, so I think time to wrap this up. I'm going to play a song, Canadian song. This is the new Pornographers.
Across 3 or 4 beds into your arms, where I had hidden myself somewhere in your charm. Our golden handshake has been smashed into this shape. It's taken magic to a primitive new place. Watch them run, although it's the minimum. Heroic, we hunched together in one chair out on the deck. In snow that froze and fell down on the modern set. It looked as if I picked your name out of a hat. Next thing you know, you are asleep in someone's lap. Watch them run, although it's the minimum. Heroic, we quit. Quit so I thought to rest. Rest them on loving you. That's when we found a home. Or whatever it is we fell into. Lousy with your captain. It's
Yeah, that's a really nice song. I like that. It's a great CD too. And that song's called The Bleeding Heart Show. So that's the end of episode 30. Cool. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Cheers.